Next up, Pittsburgh. And Carol Seymour is going to take us on a musical journey at the Railroad in Roots Music. And Carol's been an ARSC member since the 2007 Milwaukee Conference. In 2014, she was a co-recipient of the preservation grant to restore privately recorded instantaneous discs of performances by classical pianist Gerald Frederick. And in January 1915, she retired from her legal proofreader job in Chicago to pursue interests as sound studies, audio writing, and railroad trains. And Carol's been a member of the National Railway Historical Society for 19 years, and so she's very happy to have a chance to combine music and trains for this presentation for ARSC. Carol?
Please join me on a train ride through recorded music history. Our locomotive and our caboose are jazz bands. Our conductors sing, whistle, and yodel, and play several instruments. Meet our engineer, Lewis.
My, 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 my. Listen to that rhythm train, boy. Boy, I bet all them hobos are all set under them rods. Emo Lee number one and all them cats. Yeah, man. All aboard for Pittsburgh, Hattiesburg, all aboard. Oh, boy, you can't ride this train.
Jazz orchestras imitated train sounds with a chugging rhythm. To many African Americans in the early 20th century, the train symbolized freedom of movement. Both chugging rhythm and wailing horn are imitated by the Golden Gate Jubilee Quartet singers from Norfolk, Virginia. They interpreted traditional gospel rhythmically. Here's a clip from Gospel Train, recorded in 1937.
My Lord, keep those wow, wow, get on board, better get your ticket now, my Lord, keep those wow, 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 gospel train is coming, you better get your business right, you better set your house in order.
Honking, gasping, excuse me, on the next one. Singer Billy Murray was born in Philadelphia and spent his early career in live theater. In 1917, Murray took listeners for a musical ride on the New York Central's Lake Shoreline with this cylinder.
For the West, for the town I love the best. I'm going to spend some happy days out in Chicago. I've packed my little grip, I'm ready for the trip, and I've sent my tailor trunk out by Wells Fargo. My head's getting sore from hearing Broadway's roar. I long and wish again for old Lake Michigan. I'm leaving on the old lake shore. It's 2 o'clock when you leave New York behind, with nothing but your hair upon your mind. When you're hitting Albany, you're going like the deuce. Suddenly you realize you're passing Syracuse. Then you hear that whistle blow for Buffalo. Up the aisle, the Pullman porter call. Everybody hears Niagara Falls. Later on, a brakeman yells, we'll be in Cleveland soon. Disturbs a loving couple who are on their honeymoon. And you wake up in the morning in Chicago.
Honking, gasping, chugging. I'm amazed at the sound of a thundering train coming from such a tiny instrument as the harmonica. Blues harmonica has a rich selection of sounds well suited to imitating train locomotives. The whistle, the bell, acceleration and deceleration, and explosions of escaping steam. Here's Sonny Terry's Lonesome Train with Blind Boy Fuller on guitar. Jimmy Rogers, the singing brakeman, was known widely for his rhythmic yodeling and guitar playing. He was a real railroad man, having grown up around trains. His dad worked for the railroad and got Jimmy a job as water boy, where he heard work chants of African-American railroad gangs laying track. They made the job a rhythmic team effort with their singing. Listen to Train Whistle Blues, recorded for Victor in 1929.
When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. When a woman gets the blues, she hangs her little head and cries. But when a man gets the blues, he grabs a train and rides.
Now, two train pieces, also with guitar but featuring country fiddle. First, the Buchanan Brothers Band, featuring Max Seppos, a violinist who worked on hundreds of recordings. Lester and Chester Buchanan played guitar and mandolin, and they recorded Blow 47 Blow on this RCA Victor 78 in 1944.
Tonight, can't afford a sleeper tonight. I'm sitting wide awake, waiting for the dawn to break. I gotta see Georgia in the light. 47 blow, blow. You're heading into Dixie, I know. Every time you turn a wheel, the thrill of home I feel. Blow, 47 blow.
Bluegrass, by its very nature, resembles a train sound. In 1941, Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys recorded the Fiddle Players' National Anthem, Orange Blossom Special, honoring a New York to Miami train. The composer was Irvin T. Rouse, and the featured fiddler, Art Wooten. Thank you. Probably the finest jug player to record was Earl MacDonald. He joined composer and violinist Clifford Hayes to form the Dixieland Jug Blowers, a mix of a black string band, rough country jug, and 20s hot jazz. From 1926, here's Banjerino. Pianist Pinetop Smith was based in Pittsburgh from 1920 to 28. He started playing Pinetop's Boogie Woogie while he was still living here, just before his move to Chicago, where he recorded it on Vocalion. Pinetop's Boogie Woogie was the first Boogie Woogie piano 78 RPM record to be labeled as such. Pinetop influenced the rumbling railroad rhythms of pianists like Mead Lux Lewis. Listen to Lewis's improvised Chicago Flyer, which he recorded on Blue Note in 1944, followed by his composition Honky Tonk Train, recorded on CD by Chicago pianist and ARSC member David Drazen. Before we join Duke Ellington in the caboose, let's boogie in the dining car with a clip from Pots and Pans, a 1932 cartoon with the wild jazz soundtrack by Gene Rodemich. Tom and Jerry, this is the 30s Tom and Jerry, not MGM's Cat and Mouse, join the customers of their little diner on wheels to play hot jazz on kitchen utensils. This causes the diner to roll down a hill and collide with the train. The diner's fine. The train's demolished. As we wave goodbye, we hear Duke's entire orchestra imitate a train with Daybreak Express. Thank you very much.